Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. The Arizona Farm Bureau annual meeting concluded this past week, which means the new policy book is approved and the new board members have had their first meeting under their belt. A special congratulations to Maricopa County's own Sean Wood of Arid State Land and Ag for being elected first vice president. With your delegates and state board busy last week on issues close to home, much was still happening around the country. President Trump has announced a deal on economic and trade relations with China, which includes a commitment from them to purchase U.S. soybeans in the last months of 2025, as well as a reduction of Chinese tariffs on a large portion of agricultural products. Meanwhile, Congress released a one-year extension of the Farm Bill. While the ideal solution would be a new, modernized farm bill, accounting for the myriad of changes we've seen as a nation since 2018, this extension would continue most of the farm bill programs through September 30th, 2026. The Department of Labor has begun processing visas again, even amid the shutdown. During shutdowns, the Office of Foreign Labor Certification is typically closed since it relies on appropriated funds, but an adjustment to shutdown procedures has made the visa processing activities exempt from shutdown procedures. Before Congress is the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which would overturn the USDA's 2023 restrictions that limited schools to providing only fat-free or 1% milk. The benefits of whole milk align with the recommendations from the Make America Healthy Again Commission and could provide an outlet for fluid milk while providing a nutrient-dense food source to kids in school. FSA offices have reopened as well amid the shutdown and are now open 5 days a week. With that, the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs will begin distributing funds again, as well as the deadline for the Emergency Livestock Relief Program signups being extended to November 21st, 2025. In local news, the ADWR has begun steps to designate the Renegress Plain Groundwater Basin as an active management area. The key points of this AMA designation are a general prohibition on expanded irrigated acres, as well as a mandatory monitoring and reporting for most non-exempt groundwater wells. The Arizona Department of Agriculture issued a notice of detected cases of vesicular stomatitis virus in Cochise County. Cases have been detected in two different horses on separate premises. For more information on VSV, you can visit the website agriculture.az.gov to find more information and symptoms to watch for. If you're looking to engage more with agriculturalists in Arizona, there are still plenty of opportunities this fall to do so. Coming up this Friday is the Arizona Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers annual meeting. Held in Buckeye this year, if you are 18 to 35 and looking for an opportunity to be involved in agriculture, this is for you. You don't have to have a farm or a ranch to come hang out with us, but if you're interested in agriculture, we'd love to have you. With 2 days packed with farm tours, leadership growth, and networking opportunities, you don't want to miss it. Registration is still open and can be found at azfb.org. Speaking of YFNR, Grand Canyon University is founding their own collegiate chapter. So lopes up to our GCU students. This initial meeting will be held on November 19th at 5 p.m. in room 57324. If you're an antelope and looking for a place to connect with others other agriculture, be sure to join us. And that's a wrap on this week's Ag Report. Be sure to tune in next week as we kick off our Chef Special series with Chef Kevin Barco of The Heritage. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.